As wedding stories go, 25-year-old Amanda Killebrew and 27-year-old John Loper will have a real whopper. The two are from Whitehall, Pennsylvania, and they've long been planning a late-summer wedding on the beach in Florida. But it's been a bad year for that. Two uninvited guests, Charlie and Francis, crashed their wedding plans. The back-to-back hurricanes forced the couple to cancel ceremonies, first on one coast, then the other. Amanda Killebrew says the original plan was for a ceremony on Captiva Island on Florida's west coast.
But 2 weeks ago, when Charlie came through, about 2.5 weeks ago, Captiva got hit really hard, and our hotel wasn't going to be open. And the island itself, you know, overall just took a lot of...
So the island was practically cut in half?
Okay, so then you had to find another venue.
Right.
And you chose Fort Lauderdale?
We did. And we thought, since everybody was actually flying into Fort Lauderdale to begin with, it was just easier to stay in Fort Lauderdale. And Fort Lauderdale is beautiful, too.
And guess what?
Hurricane number two. I know, we couldn't believe it when we... I mean, people, my mom told us, called us a week earlier and said, did you see the hurricane? But we were like, oh, yeah. It really just, we didn't think that it could happen again. Like, what are the chances?
So Fort Lauderdale was a no-go also.
Right.
And so since then, it seems like you've been like the wandering wedding party.
Yeah.
Looking for a stretch of quiet beach.
Yeah. Right.
Amanda got really depressed. We weren't going to have the wedding. So we just packed everything up, and we drove to all the way across the state to Naples to try to find a beach and a hotel there. But when we drove across, they had signs posted. It was all over the radio. There's no hotels available because everybody was evacuating over there. So at that point, we drove down to Key West, which was another maybe 200 miles from the other side of Florida. So we actually beat the hurricane there. We got to spend a nice sunny
Saturday,
day there,
yeah.
Nice sunny Saturday there.
Sunday it rained, but it was okay. We had one really good day at the beach.
Amanda, this question is for you. I mean, when you're preparing for your wedding day, you're not exactly, traveling with a knapsack. I mean, you've got your dress and you know, you're preparing for one of the biggest days of your life. You've been traveling around the state with your dress laid out in the backseat of the car?
Yeah, we have
it in
our
closet right here in the hotel room, I think.
Yeah, we have. We have been...
Oh, no, actually, we left it at her mother's house after we got back from Key West.
Yeah, we took it to Key West with us. We thought that we might just get married there alone, but then we were alone, and we really couldn't go through it with it not having anybody there to, like, share it with us. And but we thought, yeah, we've had the dress, and I really wanted to just put it on.
We ended up just exchanging our own vows on the pier outside the hotel on Sunday when the wedding was supposed to be, so... And we've been wearing our rings ever since, so kind of to us, it's like we are married. It's just not legal yet.
So now the actual wedding, the legal wedding, is scheduled for Saturday, September 11th.
It is.
That's right.
And where will this take place?
In Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
You're going back to Fort Lauderdale.
At the hotel that we were originally supposed to have it at in Fort Lauderdale, they set it up for us again. They've been real nice about getting us back up to speed for this weekend, hopefully.
And dare I mention that other hurricane?
No, please don't.
Right. So it's pretty far away, so I don't think... I think maybe we have a chance of getting a marriage in and then it knocking out the airport so we can't go home. And we could actually have a real honeymoon where we're married.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda Killebrew, John Loper, thanks so much for talking to us, and best wishes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Amanda Killebrew and John Loper had their wedding plans twice interrupted by Florida hurricanes. They're hoping 15 guests can join them this Saturday, and Ivan is not on the guest list.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.